they was the bush beans.
Uh-huh. Now the lima beans, now you would have to...
And then they would grow the great big old butter bean. Uh-huh. It is on the, we planted it on the fence, where it uh-huh. run up on the garden fence. Uh-huh. Them big butter beans. Uh-huh. Of course they had to be shelled, you know, but the other beans, we could break them and cook them, you know, uh-huh. and can them. We uh-huh. can, always can lots of them. Uh-huh. And,
Now, what about the turnips?
Well, we already grew lots of turnips. Of course, we pulled them up in the winter, and we had a place to mm-hmm. hold them up, you know, and cover them up with grass or uh-huh. and then put dirt over that and then uh-huh. a shed over that. That's where we put our potatoes and turnips in the winter. Uh-huh. Keep them from freezing. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And in the top part of the turnip, we cooked
meat a lot of that. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It was good.
You call that the
green turnip uh-huh. greens.
Uh-huh. And how about lettuce? Did you?
Yeah, we grow lots of lettuce because mm-hmm. we like lettuce. We like lettuce and green onions cut up together, and radishes.
Oh yeah. Now, would it be the kind of lettuce that?
Yeah, they made great big loose heads, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, we grew lots of lettuce.
Oh, yeah. Well, now I'm talking about an ear of corn. What would you call the outside of the ear of corn?
Grains of corn. Uh-huh. Oh, shucks.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
Yeah, the shuck.
Mm-hmm. And then, now roasting ears is the kind that you eat on the
cob.
Mm-hmm.
You can cut it off the cob, or you can cook it on the cob mm-hmm. and gnaw it off if you got teeth to gnaw it.
Right.
Oh, Lord, I never will forget when two of Will's cousin come from Texas to visit us one
uh-huh,
time.
Uh-huh.
And my daughter, on wash day, when the daughters always cook dinner,
uh-huh.
well, she'd always boil potatoes with a jacket and boil corn on the cob and everything like that. And she just fixed a dinner like that, you know.
Uh-huh.
Didn't know that anybody was going to be there. And about noon, here come two of his cousins from Texas to visit with. And oh, I was ashamed of that dinner, but we had plenty of it. We went to the table, and I said, well, now, you see that what kind of dinner we got. We was washing, and the girl fixed dinner. And there's great big old ears of corn that big, you know. He reached over and got an ear of corn and salted it, you know, put butter uh-huh. on it, and he said, this is just what I wanted.
Oh. Well, that's good.
They really did enjoy eating that corn on the cob uh-huh. and the potatoes with the jacket on, you know.
That's good. Well, then you were glad that you had it after all, since that's what they like. Well, I'm talking about the corn stalk. The part that grows out the top of the
tassel,
and on the ear, that stringy stuff that you have to
shucks,
and then the little strings that you have to pull off when you eat it. Did you ever call that the silk?
Silk.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Silk. That's what about a big orange thing that the kids always want to make a jack-o'-lantern?
Pumpkins.
Did you raise those?
Lord, yes.
And what about another vegetable? It's yellow and it's got a crooked neck.
Squash.
Did you raise those?
Mm-hmm.
What about melons? What kinds?
Watermelon, cantaloupes.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had a big long mushmelon, they
uh-huh,
called it.
Uh-huh,
uh-huh. And we grow the great long melon like that, they call it a potato melon.
Oh, really? What did it?
And we'd cut it open and
uh-huh.
put butter and sugar and things in that and bake it.
Oh,